see? No, monsieur. He died of a brain fever in dreadful agony. And then, turning to the crew, he said, Look out there! All ready to drop anchor? All hands obeyed. At the same moment, the 8 or 10 seamen who composed the crew sprang, some to the main sheets, others to the braces, others to the halyards, others to the jib ropes, and others again to the topsail brails. The young sailor gave a look to see that his orders were promptly and accurately obeyed, and then turned again to the owner. "And how did this misfortune occur?" inquired the latter, resuming the inquiry suspended for a moment. "Alas, monsieur, in the most unexpected manner. After a long conversation with the harbour-master, Captain Leclerc left Naples greatly disturbed in his mind. At the end of 24 hours he was attacked by a fever, and he died 3 days afterwards. We performed the usual burial service, and he is at his rest, sewn up in his hammock, with 2 bullets of 36 pounds each at his head and heels, off the island of El Giglio. We bring to his widow his sword and cross of honour. It was worthwhile, truly, added the young man with a melancholy smile, to make war against the English for 10 years, and to die in his bed at last,